You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Almost ready, almost career suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
Hey everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. If you don't know me by now, my name is Aaron, host of this radio show, and always going till 1 o'clock, always playing punk rock, and started things off with two acts that recently played our city. Started off with Descendants. Yeah, I got to see them on a whim last week, first time ever seeing them. Yeah, they played a sold-out show at the Commodore Ballroom on the Thursday, and they played last night as well for a second show, because I guess they're that big now that they can... they can charge an exorbitant amount of money, $50. That might be a lot to some, but hey, you know, they've been around for a while and some would say they deserve it. And another act who have been around even longer who played last night, The Forgotten Rebels, This Ain't Hollywood. Heard the title track of that going back to 1982 on Star Records. Yeah, long-running act from Hamilton, Ontario. I mean, it's really incredible how big punk rock is now. Doesn't seem to be a fairly new and vibrant generation of it. Seems that the 30-year age is kind of young at a gig these days. But every one of these named bands that comes to town seems to draw really well. DRI played a sold-out show at the Rickshaw Theater, as did the Buzzcocks last summer, as did the Damned, the Descendants playing two nights on Thursday and Friday. But what's really incredible is Misfits, classic band, reuniting. They reunited last summer, and what's incredible is them selling out an arena in Los Angeles, 17,000 people in a matter of a day or so. And the ticket prices for that were going for $125 to $250, and they're going for more on these scalping website things, and I don't really know what to say about it. I mean, my phase of saying people are charging too much is over with. People can charge whatever they want. If people want to pay it, that's up to them. If they don't, well, stay home and listen to the records. But I just find that really incredible that an act like the Misfits that could maybe draw 200 people in the early 80s playing for $10 can sell out an arena and charge more than bands like Metallica and Guns N' Roses. It's just mind-blowing. Yeah, needless to say, you know, like, hopefully they'll tour for all the people that want to see them. Then hopefully this won't be a one-off thing for the people that paid. It might be kind of a burn because they shelled all that kind of dough out. But, hey, to each his own, right? We're going to hear the Misfits from the Evil Live recording. This is a track featuring Henry from Black Flag, and it's called We Are 138. Maybe they should change that song to We Charge 125 or something like that, or 200. I don't know. They could do something fun. I'm sure the ridicule will be out there, and I'm sure the Misfits, Danzig, Doyle, and Jerry Only are laughing all the way to the bank. Here we go.
Henry from Black Flag. We are 138. 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 In the eye of tiger. Do you think we're from our grave? We are 138. We are 138.
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Hello, hi, everybody in the world. This is David Dichter of Millions of Dead Cops, and you are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, Canada. And I just want to say no war, no KKK, no fascist USA.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Misfits, Evil Live. Track called We Are 138, and yeah, Misfits playing December 30th, sold out crowd to 17,000 people in Los Angeles, California, followed with Black Flag going back to 1984 on SST Records, heard a track called Wound Up, and we followed the Dead Boys from their 1978 release, We've Come For Your Children, their sophomore release. I think it even is better than the first, Young, Loud, and Snotty. Others may disagree. Followed with Naked Reagan, All Rise. This one is going back to 1985 from Chicago, Illinois, Naked Reagan. And the track we heard was called Those Who Move. Great band. Haven't played them on the show in a while, or very much at all for that matter. And we're going to hear an act. We're putting out a new record. It's called Momentum, talking about Birmingham's GBH. We're going to hear the title track. It's going to be out on Hellcat Records in November. Here we go.
We'll be right back. Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
is Charlie Harper from the UK subs over in London, England, saying hello, Vancouver, on CITR 101.9 FM. Don't stop listening. Support your local radio.
Yes, the show you're tuned into is Generation Annihilation. Started things off with GBH, the title track of their upcoming release coming out mid-November on Hellcat Records. The name of the track we heard was called Momentum, and yeah, GBH, long-running acts that never went away from Birmingham, England, three-quarters of the original lineup, still intact, and they will be on tour playing Seattle, Washington in September. Yeah, they'll be playing the Crocodile on, what did I say, mid-September? Yeah, that's what I said. Well, I'm going to find the date. Hold on a second here. I'll get back to you on that one. Followed with another act from Birmingham, England, Barcode Generation, Spirit Bomb, and that's on the Barcode Generation, which came out in the early 2000s, and we followed with Discharge, End of Days, False Flag Entertainment, and they will be, playing that ginormous Misfit show, playing the 17,000 people in Los Angeles, California, and from UK subs, Holy Land from the Bremen 1982 release. This track came out on a record going back to the late 80s as well. But yeah, this one, I guess this would be the original version of this track. And yes, GBH playing Tuesday, September 26th at the Crocodile. And this is a new act from Victoria, BC, and they're called Off the Clock. Here we go.
Sorry, something to do with what's a god's enormous boost. If there is a nation, not even for sight. Subjecting the world to your cold and white. Fuck off! All my nightmares in good night. Direct action will break the fight. Do not sink with the wall. The drain the life run to your cause. We'll be right back.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
Do you want to know more about human rights abuses, global issues, and international politics? Are you interested in writing to foreign and local governments in response to global crises? Are you ready to give peace a chance? If your answer is yes, then Amnesty International UBC may be the club for you. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/AIUBC or send us an email at amnestyubc@gmail.com.
Generation Annihilation on CITR, starting things all off with Off the Clock, new act from Victoria, BC. This is a track they have called Hell to Pay, followed with The Enforcers from Calgary, Alberta. We heard a track from them called Alt-Right Nightmare. And after that, we heard from The Remnants out of the Bay Area, San Francisco, from their Accomplices, Not Allies LP. They played the Have a Good Laugh Festival here in the summer, and they're playing the Varning Festival in Montreal on September 21st, and we heard a track called Got No Use from PMS 84 from their 8-track 12-inch EP on Discos and Firmos Records. We heard a track called Guillotine, and they were another band that played the Have a Good Laugh Festival in the summer, and the word has it that they are taking a break or breaking up or changing lineups or something like that. So it might be a while before we hear from them, but I'm glad I got to see their last show in that incarnation anyhow. And we're going to hear an act, and they are from Boston, Massachusetts. They're called Dog's Blood. I just got to find this one here. This is a track called this is a track called Disease Freak, and yeah, this is a demo release which came out last month. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, one amp, another edition of Generation Annihilation. Start things all off with Dog's Blood, demo of theirs, brand new. Disease Freak was the name of the track. Then we heard an act from Calgary, Alberta, from a summer promo thing of theirs. They released a demo, and I guess this is from an upcoming release. Heard a track called Petty. And from Ottawa, Ontario, from the act Durs Quare. We heard a track from their record, Dur. Name of the track was called Messages. And yeah, this is split release on Imminent Destruction Records and Chaos Rural out of Japan and a few others. Yeah, this act's really good. And we followed with Limp Wrist, an act that have been going since 2008. Some queer hardcore for you there. Facades is the name of it. It's their latest. Heard a track called Thick Skin. And yeah, almost time for me to get out of here. So we got Power Chord up next with Coleman. There's a show going on tonight. And if you know what's good for you, you'll check it out. Napalm Raid from Halifax, Nova Scotia. And they'll be playing with locals The Sore Points and Anna and Cheap Appeal. So yeah, that's at 333, and it'll be a good one. Check out Generation Annihilation online, www.generationannihilation.com, and like us on Facebook. We're going to leave you with one more track from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania's Ailments, off their 7-inch release called The Hunter. We're going to hear a track called Bound and some very heavy-duty amoebics worship in this track. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next with Coleman.